I had a particular experience with one patient who came from upstate New York who had stage 2 lung cancer. She was lovely. She was probably 75 or so. And despite living so far away, she had traveled to New York for her care and had met first with one of our surgeons. The surgeons have been fantastic about encouraging development and research in the space. And I saw her that same day. We talked about the clinical trial.
What was her tissue type?
She had a large cell neuroendocrine tumor, actually.
Large cell neuroendocrine tumor.
So I was actually somewhat unsure whether this was the best option for her just because it required so much travel.
Can I just ask before you go on, because, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that histology. Do you view that like just basically a non-squamous?
I do. I think that there is some literature emerging about how large cell neuroendocrine might be molecularly defined into somewhat two groups, one that defined by KRAS mutations or STK11 mutations that has a biology that might be more similar to adenocarcinoma. And then there's probably some subgroup that are defined by RB1 loss or mutations in P53 that seem to have a more small cell-like biology. And so I think as a group, they probably tend towards more like the small cell non-squamous patients. But I think that there are some patients that have a more small cell-like biology that seem to be somewhat more responsive to etoposide.
What about targetable mutations and mutation testing in those patients? And what kind of testing did she have?
At the time, she didn't have any particular molecular testing because we had just recently gotten her tissue from biopsy.
And she was curable, huh?
Yeah, she did. She had a stage 2 lung cancer. In general, my approach has been to do molecular profiling on large cell neuroendocrines, both because sometimes you do identify a targetable oncogene like EGFR, and also because of that concept that using some known sense of the mutational landscape might help define whether or not they have a more small cell-like biology or a more non-small cell-like biology, which can help with choosing chemo.
So this lady was a candidate for surgical resection, and then the surgeon brought up the issue of participating in the trial.
She did. And so we met with her and talked about the trial, and she was all in. She received 2 doses of nivolumab, felt well with no side effects. On the CT scan, it did seem like there was somewhat of a response. And so that was certainly encouraging. And when taken to surgery, she had her primary removed as well as the hyla and mediastinal lymph nodes. And there was no tumor left. It was all necrotic after only 2 doses of nivolumab. It was really fascinating. She had previously had some hilar lymph nodes that had been biopsied and were pathologically proven metastasis that were absent at the time of surgery. And so she's had a complete pathologic response. She's been disease-free now for 1.5 years since surgery and doing fantastic.
And she got no adjuvant chemo?
She didn't. We did talk about that because I think in the context of stage 2 disease, adjuvant chemotherapy would be a routine recommendation. I think in this context, knowing that she had had a complete pathologic response and somewhat cautious about whether the subsequent chemotherapy might abate the immune surveillance that was ongoing, I leaned towards not giving her chemotherapy, and she was comfortable with that.
Really makes sense. And as you say, really fascinating.